You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the streaming service Twitch has revoked its new policy that allowed artistic nudity.
Tony Kornheiser, already? I was just getting good at covering my body in powdered sugar.
Yeah.
I'm off already?
This is
really
not an image we want to start the show with. Do you have Twitch? Not
no,
do
I don't
you
know what Twitch.
Twitch
is.
Do you have I Twitch?
I have no idea. Is it on your phone? I have no idea if I have it. Twitch. Artistic nudity.
I'm streaming now, too. I don't have Twitch.
Gotta love that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, John Moran is back. Florida State is still steamed at the ACC, and Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with 35-year-old Steph Curry, scoring 33 points last night, hitting the game-clinching three in overtime as the Warriors beat the Celtics 133-126. Everyone has seen Curry's gesture after the shot. He pantomimed putting the game to sleep. The Celtics came into the game tied for the best record in the league at 20-5. So, Wilbon, does this result say more about the Warriors or the Celtics?
The game was entirely about the Warriors, 100% about the Warriors. I mean, Boston made this road trip out there. It's fine. They're cruising atop the league in terms of record, Minnesota and Boston, Boston, Minnesota. Now, the Warriors, Tony, everything, there's pressure on the Warriors already. Draymond Green has missed, what, 4 games? I think they're 3-1 since he's been out. But he's missed these games. We don't know how long he's going to be out because his suspension is indefinite. The Warriors have new players, Popczynski, and they have new players, a kid from Indiana who was a force in some ways last night, a nice surprise. 2 young players Steve Kerr can go to and has to because you can't keep losing. The Warriors, I think, started the night in 11th or wound up the night in 11th. And, Tony, Steph Curry, when he's hitting those shots, they need to win now. I'm not going to say they must win. The Warriors need to win. They need to stay out of 11th and 12th and 13th because there's too many good teams in the West, and you can't climb over them all. So these games have drama even now.
I'm going to tell you that what it said to me more than anything else was how good Steph Curry still is in big games.
Yeah.
Right? Steph Curry undoubtedly looked at the Boston Celtics, who only come in once a year and are a really good team, and said, oh, this feels like a playoff game. Why don't I go out there and give my best? And he did give his best. He shot 52% from the floor and from three against the best team in the league, as far as I'm concerned. So it was the triumph to me of Steph Curry. I'm not going to deal with the Warriors because you just did. I'll say this about Boston. Mike, you often talk about schedule losses in the NFL.
Right.
They're on a 4-game road trip in the West, and they got a back-to-back tonight against Sacramento. Look, they missed 41 threes.
Too many threes.
And still got to overtime.
Too many threes.
All right, so if they hit 2 more threes, they win the game.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make any judgment,
no judgment
about the
about,
Boston
no,
Celtics.
No, this is about the Warriors. About the Warriors, yep.
Right.
And Steph Curry, as always.
Ja Morant made his return to the court last night after sitting out 25 games for flashing a gun on social media multiple times. And you couldn't ask for a better return. Morant scored 34 points, 27 in the second half, including the game-winning basket at the buzzer, as Memphis made up a 24-point deficit and beat New Orleans in New Orleans 115-113. Wilbon, what did you feel when watching that moment?
It was breathtaking. I mean, when he hit that shot, when he drives, and I don't know why. Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. This is still December. I don't understand why New Orleans didn't double him, didn't make him pass it off and say somebody else has got to win this game. Because you know Ja Morant can win the game. And, yes, he's been suspended, but he's been practicing with the team. He ain't been, like, inactive. He's not coming back from an injury. And physically, Tony, he just took over the game. And you're reminded, oh, my God, this kid is one of the somewhere between 5 and 10 best players in the league today. when he's out there. So if he can keep himself together and stop dealing with all this nonsense, he's wow. The league needs him. The industry needs him. But it was a scream out loud moment for me when he went to the basket and made that shot drop. That's a wow. Welcome back, Ja Morant.
So I think I'm going to surprise you when I say this. I watched a pretty good chunk of the second quarter of that game. And when I was watching, Morant was not on the floor.
Right.
All I saw was New Orleans raining bombs. They were down six when I tuned in, and then McCollum started hitting threes, and Ingram started hitting threes, and I think they closed out the quarter something like 39-9. And again, I didn't see Morant. I didn't even know if he was playing, so I said to myself, they're going to roll. When I wake up this morning and I look at the paper and I see that Memphis won, I'm stunned. It's like when I found out that Old Dominion lost that football game when they were up like 28 points in the fourth quarter. I saw the highlights of Morant, and he's unstoppable in the paint with floaters, with dunks, with layups. And much like you, I am reminded immediately of what a special talent he is. But, and there's always a but in this, his problems are off the court.
Yes,
can he keep his problems away?
Yep.
Can Draymond Green, his problem, different sorts of problems.
Right.
Can these two guys get back to playing because they stopped this behavior? I don't know.
Let me ask you this real quick before we go to the next story. You watched, and I know how much you love Zion in general. Were you bothered by, like, the lack of Zion? I mean, Zion hadn't been.
Yeah. No,
it
wasn't.
And they're good.
No.
They can beat anybody except Denver maybe when Zion's out there and playing at a high level. But last night wasn't one of those nights, 13 points, three boards. Let's move to Florida State, reportedly renewing discussions about his future in the ACC after getting left out of the college football playoff. The Athletic says FSU believes the committee still would have chosen Alabama if the Crimson Tide had the Seminoles resume and injury issues. Also, the ACC commissioner, Jim Phillips, should have fought harder publicly for Florida State. And finally, that the committee seemed to refer to the ACC as a so-called Power Five conference. Wow. Tony, is it fair for Florida State to blame being left out of this college football playoff on the ACC?
Look, I suppose it's fair because everyone knows the ACC is not a good football conference. They're especially not good when Clemson isn't very good, which happened this year. So you don't get a big boost out of winning the ACC championship game. But Florida State has been complaining for a couple of years now about the ACC. So get out.
They should have swapped them
out.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about this all the time, that they don't pay Florida State enough money. I mean, go to the SEC. That's where you belong, unless you're afraid to be in the ACC and you want the comfortable treatment of the ACC. We're never going to know, Mike. We're never going to know whether or not, if Jordan Travis is the quarterback, if he was healthy, if Florida State would have gotten that fourth spot. We're just not going to know. And the circumstance is never going to come up again because we're going to 12 teams and nobody cares about if the 12th team doesn't make it. But you know what? Stop whining. Shut up and move. Move to the SEC.
Tony, I think the SEC doesn't want Florida State. They could have had them. They could have had them already. Everybody and their brothers leaving places, Texas and Oklahoma, to go to the SEC. So they must not want Florida State for whatever reason. I don't really know. I'm tired of the whining of Florida State as well.
Yeah.
Although I can't say all of it is untrue. This is the attack on Jim Phillips, who I know personally for a long time.
He's your boy from Northwestern.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that criticism. But look, the ACC would come up, Tony. The day we're all talking about this before the final rankings are released, people are saying, well, you know, they're the champ of the weakest league. So that notion was out there.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But you know what? They can't go back and be an independent like Florida State was at one point during the early Bobby Bowden days when they just shook up college football. And the SEC apparently doesn't want them. I don't want them in the Big
Ten. Go in the Big Ten.
I don't want them.
Go somewhere else.
Get out.
Stop all the complaining.
Whining.
All the
Whining.
Time.
Stop
it.
We agree.
Let's take a break. Coming up, is the in-season tournament to blame for the recent struggles of the Lakers and the Pacers? We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins.
We'll also ask Perk whether he expects the T-Wolves to stay way up top in the West.
The committee wants the SEC because they're a bigger draw and they're a better conference. It's pretty simple. They win all the time.
Florida State can still draw, though. They can draw people.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
Let's get back into the NBA with our great friend from NBA Today, Mr. Kendrick Perkins. We're going to start with this. The Warriors just beat the Celtics last night without Draymond Green. Do you think that they still need Draymond Green the way they used to?
You know what, Tony? Usually I have a direct answer and I don't straddle the fence, but I'm going to say yes and no. Yes to the aspect of they need Draymond as far as his swagger and his tenacity and what he brings to that aspect of the team. And when I say no, we've seen Draymond Green over the past two seasons. His game has been on a decline. When you look at him on the offensive end and the defensive end, listen, they drafted Jonathan Kuminga in the lottery. Okay, we saw what Jackson Davis did last night when those two were on the floor. Now, I get it. It was an appetizer, and we didn't see the full course meal. But at the end of the day, the Warriors, I've been preaching this for Steve Kerr to not only continue to compete for championships, but to build for the future. So when I say that they don't need him, what I mean is Draymond Green has to accept a lesser role in order to let those other two young fellas, especially Jonathan Kuminga, grow and develop into the player that we expect him to be.
It's going to be fascinating watching them, Perk, as you know. We're going to move for a second to a couple of teams we got an eye full of for a couple of weeks. The Lakers and the Pacers, 1-3 and 1-4 respectively since the in-season tournament ended. Perk, is this a coincidence or do you see cause and effect?
No, I see cause and effect. And look, we knew the whole, you know, hoorah, hooray, whatever you want to call it with the Indiana Pacers was going to die down. As soon as they got circled and teams started to take them serious, I knew I expected this to happen. Now, when it comes to the Lakers got a problem. All right, offensively, they play too slow, especially when it comes to D'Angelo Russell. And we all know this. In order for LeBron James and Anthony Davis to succeed and accomplish the goal that they're trying to accomplish and win the championship, they need shooters, three-point shooting. Cam Reddish haven't given them that. Torian Prince has been up and down. Right now, the Lakers can't hit a bull in the behind with an ironing board. That's how horrible they are. Yeah, with an ironing board.
What a perk you too much. We're going to stay in L.A. for a second. The Clippers and their 8-game winning streak they take into Dallas tonight. All right, you have said you're close to buying in on the Clippers. Tony has said he's waiting a little while longer. He's not as close as you are, but What holds you back? What stops you from saying, yep, I see what they're doing, I'm all in?
Because it's that trust factor, right? It's one, the trust factor of Kawhi. Is he going to be healthy when it matters the most? And then the other two key pieces around him, and Paul George and James Harden, those are the guys that I can't trust, especially James Harden. I mean, James Harden left a sour taste in everyone's mouth what he did last postseason in that Boston Celtics series when he was playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. Wilbon, Tony, he quit on Doc Rivers in the game seven.
Yep.
Quit. Shut it down. I mean, how can I trust him? I got to see what happens come April and May. I just, you know, regular season is cool, but April and May is what this team is built on.
Now, we get you out of here on this. Thank you for mentioning the 76ers, because the 76ers host the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. The Timberwolves are on top in the West, which Wilbon insists is the by far the harder conference. Perk, are you surprised by Minnesota's success, and do you think it is sustainable?
You know what? I am surprised. I thought they would be in the middle of the pack, like, you know, fourth or fifth, getting into the postseason. I didn't think they were going to be the best team in the Western Conference. And that's my fault, because I didn't do my due diligence. And I think it is sustainable. When you look across the board, they have one of the better starting fives in the NBA. It's not a single drop-off when you look at their starting five. Rudy Gobert should be the front runner for Defensive Player of the Year. Karl Anthony Towns is finally playing at an all-NBA type level on both ends of the floor. Anthony Edwards is one of the rising superstars. Well, he is a superstar. He's on the rise of actually competing to be in the face of the league. We know what Mike Conley is going to bring to the table night in and night out, a pros pro. And the kid McDaniels, he's one of the best two-way players in the game when it comes down to being a 3-and-D guy. So when I look at them and they start in five, yes, they have one of the best starting fives in the league, and they have great depth on their bench. I mean, the kid, you know, you look at the kid, Reed, the kid's Naz Reed. When he comes in, I'm like, man, is he the sixth man of the year candidate? I mean, this team is serious, and if I'm one of those teams in the Western Conference, I'm trying to stay far away as I possibly can from the Minnesota Timberwolves, because they want all that action.
Hear, hear.
Thank you, Perk. Good to see you again.
Appreciate you. See you soon.
Appreciate y'all.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Texans update the condition of C.J. Stroud.
And a special game tonight for Angel Reese and LSU. Down the street, Tone. 35, 40 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 26th birthday, De'Aaron Fox. Remember when Fox was in the same backcourt with Malik Monk in their one-and-done season at Kentucky? Monk led the Wildcats in scoring at 19.8 points a game. Fox scored 16.7 points a game. Well, they're teammates again on the Sacramento Kings. But now Fox is the big star, averaging 30.1 points a game, which, preposterously, in this era of a million points a game, is just sixth in the NBA right now. Joel Embiid leads everyone at 34.4 points a game. Kings made the playoffs for the first time in 17 years last season. They're good again. They're currently fourth in the West at 16-9. Fox is shooting 47.7% from the field and averaging 6.4 assists per game.
Tony, you know, I fell in love with De'Aaron Fox last year when he helped his team, right. Led his team to the third seed in the West. Nobody had that, all right? He's terrific again this year. You mentioned the 30 points a game. Look, Sacramento got rid of Tyrese Halliburton because they wanted to go with Fox, and it seems to have worked out very well for both teams. Fox is a tremendous dude, it seems to me, and the kind of guy you want not just fronting your team, but your league in time. He's one of the group.
Happy anniversary, Ben Roethlisberger. On this day 14 years ago, Big Ben completed 29 of 46 passes for 503 yards, three touchdowns, including one on the game's final drive to Mike Wallace to beat the Packers. Roethlisberger became the first Steelers quarterback to top 500 yards, and ultimately, he did it four times. Drew Brees and Tom Brady are the only other quarterbacks to do it twice. Steelers quarterbacks now don't throw for 500 yards in three games. Kenny Pickett is hurt. Mitch Trubisky was ineffective. So this week against Cincinnati, Mason Rudolph will get his first start since 2021. The 7-7 Steelers have lost three in a row, 4 of 5. If they lose to the Bengals, their playoff hopes may be crushed.
Occasionally we hear things from Roethlisberger. Big Ben said to this station in Pennsylvania, said on a podcast, there'll be more Ben Roethlisberger, huh? He's candid. He tells you what he's thinking. He's worthy of it because he earned it with his stature and status. More Ben. That's my opinion on that. More Big Ben.
Two more 500-yard games than anybody ever.
It's amazing.
Happy trails to another game for C.J. Stroud. Houston Texans star rookie quarterback remains in concussion protocol. He's likely to miss a second straight game this Sunday against Cleveland. Stroud suffered a concussion against the Jets on December 10th, missed last week's game against Tennessee. If Stroud can't play, the Texans will likely turn to Case Keenum, who led the Texans over Tennessee in overtime last Sunday. Yesterday, the Texans signed recent Jets quarterback Tim Boyle to their practice squad. The likelihood of Stroud missing the Browns game led to a big shift in the betting line as Cleveland jumped from a 2.5-point underdog to a 2.5-point favorite. That's a 5-point swing.
What's the line on him making a full recovery? He's got a half week. How do we know on Wednesday that he's not going to be able to play on Sunday? What? Let's see if Stroud can play. He's a young man with probably recuperative powers. I hope he can.
Well, we all hope he can, but if he's had a concussion, okay, we don't want to send him out there in any sort of jeopardy.
No, you wouldn't do that, but this is not a new
thing.
That's
why they have something called a protocol.
Not new in the NFL.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Speaking of concussions, yeah. Trevor Lawrence is said to be progressing well, but still in the concussion protocol. Your thoughts?
Again, it's halfway to week. I hope he is well enough to play as well. Falcons owner Arthur Blank says he'll let the season play out before deciding the future of head coach Arthur Smith. Does that make any sense?
That's the right thing to do. They are only one game out of winning the division. I think you give that guy the chance to make that happen. Chris Haynes reports that John Wall and Austin Rivers worked out for scouts today.
Good.
Do you think they'll get back in the league?
I hope so. I know them both reasonably well, more than that, and I'm rooting for both of them to do what they want to do, and that's play ball a little bit longer. I like working with Austin Rivers, but he can do that later. Men's college hoops, Baylor, Duke, North Carolina, Oklahoma tonight. You intrigued by that?
I'd be more intrigued if it was Baylor, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Duke. When was the last time John Wall played?
Last one. I'd like to see him on the Suns right now.
Women's number 7, LSU, plays at Coppin State tonight. I bet you're excited.
You know, I am. It's Angel Reese's homecoming back to Maryland, where she's from. Coppin, of course, in Baltimore, for those who don't know. I'd like to see it, but it's starting, like, in a minute. I'd like to see Angel Reese play anytime you can.
Can't you get a private jet to get you there? We're out of time.
About 8 minutes.
Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
There'll be some flight. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knucklehead. You can get the podcast on the ESPN Apple Podcast. The Suns are struggling. Maybe John Wall there. If they can get him and Bradley Beal back together, book KD.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying.
Stop. No.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus!
Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.